feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Police in Colorado try to unravel the mystery around a dead man found in the Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park over the weekend. Around the body of Diego Barajas Medina, two guns and several explosives, more explosives found in his car. Investigators say he died of a self-inflicted gunshot. As more rockets and missiles fly, Israeli tanks advancing on Gaza City.
A relentless exchange of rocket fire between Israel and Hamas. Israel rejecting calls for a ceasefire. Across Gaza, civilian suffering. UNICEF reporting more than 400 children in Gaza are killed or injured daily. The Palestinian Red Crescent says 26 more aid trucks crossed into Gaza Monday amid concerns about worsening humanitarian conditions.
That's ABC's Justin Finch. Day two today of the trial in Colorado over whether former President Trump should be allowed on the ballot. Group of voters point to the 14th Amendment and say his involvement in the January 6th riots disqualifies him. This is ABC News. The Senate Judiciary Committee is getting ready to send out subpoenas as it investigates ethics at the Supreme Court. Democrats on the committee plan to call some major players in conservative politics, including billionaire Harlan Crow. He's paid for vacations taken by Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. And the big weekend for a new horror movie getting even bigger.
Welcome to Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria.
Five Nights at Freddy's, an even bigger hit than originally thought, bringing in $80 million over the opening weekend in North America. That's $2 million more than estimated on Sunday, and $30 million more than the original forecast. It's still the biggest opening for a Halloween weekend, and the second biggest opening of all time for a video game adaptation, behind this year's Super Mario Bros. Movie. Critics trashed it, but audiences seemed to love it, giving it an A- cinema score.
ABC's Jason Nathanson. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPTUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is the John and Gordy Show on Halloween Eve.
No, it's not. It's Halloween. Well, yesterday was Halloween Eve.
Tonight is the Eve thing. You know, it's like,
What are you talking about?
We go out at night and we do our little thing, you know?
Yeah.
We take our baskets, our little pumpkin containers. You know, I don't like the hard plastic trick-or-treat containers.
I like the old-fashioned paper grocery bag look for Halloween.
Well, yeah, I remember those days. And, you know, on a more moist evening, the bottoms would come out. And that was not a good thing. So
yeah, and here it is, Halloween, and once again, it's cold.
Is it?
We've got snow.
Is it?
There's flurries. I'm looking right out State Street right now. There are a few light flurries, very light flurries.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Went out to the car, saw some frost on the windows. It was light flurry. And it blew right off. Didn't have to scrape the windows this morning at all. What a relief.
It's 31 degrees, but the wind chill makes it feel like 21.
Feels like 21.
Colder than a witch's broomstick, right?
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I forget the phrase exactly. Highs in the mid-30s this afternoon. Halloween Day. Here on day two of the John and Gordy Show.
That's right. Before we get into all of that, we want to really kind of pick your brain on this because there's so many things to think about for Halloween. You know, how did we all turn on to it? Did we not turn on to it? Did we hate it right away? Did we think that having, you know, little festivals of horror movies or slasher movies would help feel more Halloweenish? We want your input on all this stuff. You know, what influenced you to hate or love Halloween?
Yeah.
And to go out and celebrate Halloween in a costume. So many people don't want to be in costume.
Well, right.
And that's the sad part.
But the kids, it's for the kids, right? It's a kid's holiday.
We never grew up. The kid's holiday, you know, was banned in downtown Madison. Come on.
Well, the big party. What did they call it? It had a name. I forget what it was. But anyway, they banned it. It got too big.
Right.
I remember days when it was just jam-packed State Street from the Capitol all the way to the
university.
But
you don't outgrow it.
Well, I know.
And all the students were down here, and they were just reliving it, and they had all these incredibly imaginative costumes down here. And that was the fun about coming down here and looking at all of this.
Well, sure.
And then what did they do? Oh, they had to ruin the event by having more people there.
You know, it got popular. That's what happened.
Successful, right? You don't want more success.
It got too popular.
And then they bust people in from other states.
Well, they got so many people in that started to get to be a problem to handle the crowds.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. A lot of people climbed the light poles downtown, and that wasn't a big deal. But
they did. But they would fall off. They'd get injured. Then you couldn't get an ambulance to them. It was, it was not a good
scene. It was tough.
Yeah, so what do you think about Halloween? You can call us on the John and Gordy hotline at 608-879-8255.
That's talk.
608-879-TALK. We're on Facebook Live this morning. We've improved the lighting a little bit, so now you can see us. Doesn't look like we're in a dark cave somewhere.
Thank goodness, you know, under the earth. You want to look at the radio stars,
and,
right?
And you didn't wear a costume, neither did I, but you do have something.
I do.
A pendant of some kind.
I do. What is that? My wife wanted me to come down here today in my Doctor Strange outfit. And I'm just getting used to this, getting up in the morning, much less dressing as Doctor Strange. So I thought I'd just compromise and just wear the amulet. And this is the Time Stone amulet.
Can you take that off? I'll show it to the camera. Or is there? Will you be cursed if you take it off? Here.
No.
Okay.
Just be careful. Don't let Thanos get it.
Well, this thing is heavy. So tell me the story on this. What's the story on this?
The story is, you can see the green light there. That is the Time Stone in there.
Okay.
And that plays a big part of the Marvel Universe. And Thanos tried to get that. Did get that stone and a whole bunch of other stones with it. And then he snapped his fingers, and half the Earth's population disappeared. And that was his solution to population control.
So, you're deep into this, aren't you? You and the whole family.
I thought
deep
everybody
into,
was
into the Marvel. Is it Marvel or DC Comics? I get them all confused.
Oh my God!
See, I have no idea.
Oh my God! I'm. That's it. Okay, I'm going home.
Oh, God. Okay.
Morning, didn't you say, Batman and Superman, that's all you needed to see?
That's
and
it.
I'm thinking, you know, DC.
That's
bad,
where I checked out.
A lot of bad movies, and that's the one you want to leave on. All right. But anyway, Marvel, did you?
Batman
Sam, have
movies
you seen
were
the Marvel
great.
Series at all, Marvel Universe movies at all?
I'm not that big of a Marvel fan.
Yeah. Thank you, Sam.
I've seen a couple, but I haven't seen any recent ones.
Okay.
Really.
You don't really need to. They're all the same.
What kind of series are you into?
Like what kind of
movie series? I mean, what kind of genre are you a big fan of?
Oh, I don't know.
You like action movies? You like romantic comedies?
Slasher movies?
I haven't seen that many horror movies or slasher movies really, but
good for you.
Yeah. Well, that's a good, you know, there are so many movies out there for Halloween. It's, you know, a Scream movie. I mean, all those Halloween movies.
Yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis movies. All those.
My kid really was fascinated by the Scream mask.
You know?
I mean, that became very popular. That was a good one. But, But the slasher movies, for me, that was like the turning point for bad horror movies.
Yeah.
Because that isn't horror. That isn't a scary movie. It's a slasher movie. You know, it's people getting murdered.
Time out.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Yeah, so here it is, the 31st of October. Yeah. I don't know about any of the history of Halloween, really. I guess we could, you know, check the Google machine on it.
And all that stuff, you know, big deal, right?
You know, yesterday we were talking about witches and warlocks and, you know, and somebody texted me, you know, Gordy, you don't know anything about witches. And that's all they said. That's all, like, well, okay, inform me.
Why do you think we ask witches and warlocks to give us a call?
Yeah,
you
know,
we're trying to be educated here on the show.
There are some people that are really, you know, certified witches, I guess. Do you get a degree in that? I don't know.
I don't know either. They're
a part of the Wiccan religion or whatever.
I think you have to have a certain look, and then
I think you have to go to a bunch of meetings, there's a lot involved.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, get a lot of credits built up, and eventually you get a diploma. Here's your broomstick. You are now a witch.
Go
fly away.
Okay, now you said that, right?
Right.
But if you ever watched Bewitched.
Oh, Samantha.
Samantha, hot, right? So if you ever watched that, and I did intently.
Why did she ever marry Darren? And then they replaced the original Darren with another Darren, never said anything about that?
Yeah, the other guy had health problems.
He did.
But you know, Bewitched and Samantha hated being portrayed as an ugly witch over a cauldron and flying a broom.
Right.
You know, she just hated that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bad portrayal. Especially
Elizabeth Montgomery.
Elizabeth Montgomery.
She was amazing.
Yeah, yep. That was when they threw the bras out. Remember in that time?
Any of you witches out there that want to chime in, call the witch hotline.
Women's lib. That was what it was all about.
That's right. 608-879-8255. That's the witch hotline this morning.
And Samantha was part of that movement, by the way. And it was fun watching.
Then she had her evil sister, Sabrina.
Showed up. Yes.
Same Elizabeth Montgomery.
Yes.
I think she got paid double for that, actually. Don't you think?
I don't think so.
I would have bargained for that if I were her. But anyway, her evil sister would come and show up and then cause all kinds
of
trouble.
Meaty part.
Oh, it was a great show.
She was sweet.
Yeah. So what else? I mean, we got Halloween going on. It's cold, cold, cold. Here we go again. Yeah. Winter is on the way.
We got
flurries.
People don't know it, but we got a little monitor here in the studio.
Right.
And it constantly says in the window, restart and install the Windows update.
You know, Where do you see that?
Yeah, I'm thinking, it's right there. You know, if we did that, we might actually enter into the 21st century. But,
Oh, yeah, you're right. It does say restart to install
right
the Windows
there.
System. Huh.
Yeah. You know, we got the engineer saying, well, we don't know why this is happening and we don't know why that's happening. I'm looking at this thing saying, restart Windows update. So,
hey, listen, we've got a lot of scary stories coming up over the next couple of hours here.
We do?
Yeah, lots of scary stories.
Well, we want your scary stories.
Yes.
You know, I mean, did you have a scary experience, a poltergeist, a ghostly experience?
Yeah, is your house haunted? Have you ever been in a real haunted house? You know, there's these haunted house tours.
I have one.
What do you mean you have one?
I have a story.
You live in a haunted house?
No, I have a story. Why, I might. Oh, okay. I might. Well, you know, I have a six-month-old puppy that seems to be barking at midair. So I'm thinking there's a ghost there. They're very perceptive. You just don't know.
It's a puppy. Okay.
This is the John and Gordy Show, WMDX, and we'll be right back with our Halloween special.
Oh.
So it has a different show.
That's not us, is it? There we go. Okay. Wonder if the lights will turn on. Let's see. It's after 6. Could they possibly have the office lights on a timer?
I don't know.
We tried. I
never turned them on.
Multiple times.
I like it like that.
Oh, that's all right.
So, you know, we look out there and it's dark. They can't turn the lights on out there. And it's like that here. It's like we're in the top of a building with windows all around us, and we can see the. We'll stay with the Halloween theme for right. Okay, let's unpack the news a little bit here. And again, if you'd like to reach us at any point, just call 844-967-2789. Let's see. I was looking at some of the headlines this morning. For all of Donald Trump's other issues and problems, he does have a whole new host of legal issues in Colorado, Minnesota, and several other states.
Riding the wave of snow.
Off the ballot.
We're introduced today
to the insurrection.
You know, we were talking about ghosts. To the Constitution. There's a ghost in the machine this morning.
He, of course, is taking saying over. This is, you know, simply evidence.
John and Gordy's show.
State. Yeah. And there was a Democratic analyst on
other than us.
We are talking
on a different time clock.
That said some Democrats are not happy about this because the lawsuits simply feed that Trump talking point
with a
conspiracy against
in the
him. And they would rather beat him
clear
on Election Day.
Yep. And you were always afraid of technology.
But here's
just
the thing.
Because of things like this.
You either believe in, quote unquote, law and order.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently
or
so.
You don't.
But you have
a Republican Party that is
love technology.
Very consistent about
I love,
quote,
there's
unquote,
nothing
law
I love
and
more
order.
Than technology.
If you break
we
the law
skipped,
by engaging
the first break
in activity
we
to overturn an election.
I know. Where
all the
what
latest
happened?
News and everything.
You
don't get a
and then
pass
we just
on that
ramble
just because
on about Halloween. Why would we do that?
Because
it is Halloween. We got distracted.
How did somebody put it really well about
the cold? Yeah. First it melts snow. They're talking about maybe an inch of snow today around Madison. It's cold. It's 21 degrees at the windshield.
It is
31 degrees actually.
Prattle on too much about it, except to say that
we have technology
he can't
now
use
at
the
fingertips. You've got it right on your
that he's running for election.
There.
I
do,
and
all
has
I have
a reason
to tap the screen
not to
and
face
I can come
the
up
consequences
feels
of
like
criminal activity that he's already engaged
degrees.
In. So we'll follow those cases through various states.
You got it all
we're also
right
following
in your
a
look,
new
you're Mr.
Proposal
Weather, man. You should have a watch
by
like
Republicans
and be able to know
former
about what
to
man.
Do.
I did it for 20 years. That was enough. I
Israel.
Said that's I can't tap dance anymore.
I didn't say Israel
my feet
and
are tired.
Ukraine.
I can't make it up
Israel.
Anymore.
I sense
I know
a certain that
hostility here, my friend.
A problem.
Something
because
deep down,
the
what
new
happened
plan
to you? Where did it go wrong?
After new speaker Mike
my
Johnson
first day on the air, and then it was bad for 20 years.
Israel
what else do you need?
Aid?
To know?
Oh, I know.
No, I made it up. Oh, wait, what?
Because
they required
the
a lot of these TV
by,
weathermen
by
become
budget
meteorologists,
cuts.
Right?
That's
and they had
right.
Little like
in
night classes
the U.S. budget,
to get your degree.
But not
is that,
just any
is that what
old
happened?
Budget. Cuts.
I never had my AMS
they
seal. That was the big deal.
The
back
but how do you
that
was allocated to
well,
the
you
IRS
get it through? First of all, you have to have a certain amount of education. You know, go through college and get a degree in meteorology. Well, you don't have to. But it,
and you'll recall,
you might as
we
well.
Had a story
but all these weathermen were on TV and they weren't meteorologists.
That has been
that's
already.
Right. And the wave of meteorology
but now we have
came
Republicans
in.
Well,
how did
saying,
they all
well,
become meteorologists? Because
money
there was
away,
a school, and I think it's in Louisiana somewhere, where they decided they were
going to
create a curriculum just for. On-camera
so again,
meteorologists.
The
okay,
of the party
I'm doing air quotes
speaking
now.
Loud and
yeah,
clear
we can see that. So it was just,
how
it was
they
just
do not want
really,
to help
just the very basics
Putin
of weather, which I already knew.
Engage
but
in even more
yeah,
military
you could get
mischief
that degree pretty
death
easily
and torture and destruction.
You know, you got to have a little science,
and that's not
but
going to go anywhere.
The computers take care of all the meteorology
Senate.
Forecasts
it's not
anyway.
Go anywhere
the
through
National
the
Weather
House.
Service, all that stuff. They all get the same information. All the TV weather people get the same information.
You do know that right now. there is aspiring weathermen out there.
Young
people. There's thinking, you know, how do I get into TV and how do I do that weather forecast?
Yeah. Take care
and this, your little explanation here, the tips that you have offered us this morning will help somebody tip them into the media and become meteorologists.
That would be unfortunate if they took my advice because I don't have any clue. Don't ask me how they get into it anymore. It doesn't matter. I mean, the thing is, if you know how to stand in front of a green screen and point, you're in pretty much. If you can get that far,
because you're going to fight over it, and the legal bills are going to be high,
you can start as an intern and work your way up that way. There's lots of ways.
Or the Aesop's fable, you got to really want to do it. Reflection
and you have to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning if you want to do it in the morning.
One of the more fascinating parts of that job, I would assume,
because the rest of us who are grown adults, about the need to work together.
You know, you look out the window and you say, "Wow, it looks like it's sunny today, and it looks like it's a little more brisk than I thought it would be today."
Well, in the old days, you had your weather spotters. They would call in, and they, get Mrs. McGillicuddy out in the, Barneveld somewhere, looking out the window and looking at her home thermometer and saying,
"In case you surprise anyone familiar with Kirk,
I've had that thermometer
from the Lakeland Times newspaper up there." And I'll get my personal bias out of the way. I consider thanks for calling. To be a friend, but he will not object
it's a crazy
to my
business,
telling you.
And I did it
long
enough. I've
taken issue with him from
time to
time
I'm glad
about
to be
the way
back
he
in radio
such
again.
Bitterness.
I'm not bitter about it. It was great. I had a good time when I was doing it. It went very well.
They're not just conservatives who aren't his fans.
I wonder how many of these shooters out there are former weathermen. You know, I'm thinking, post-traumatic stress somehow.
And I understand his frustration.
I don't think so.
But this is
like post-traumatic.
Not so much about bringing a gun to a knife fight as a hand grenade where the shrapnel goes beyond its intended target. And I should know, I've probably been guilty of something similar a time or two, such as the mixture of politics and passion.
Rolling in his.
But Kirk is also right to feel targeted for the crime of sharing his political beliefs. They are unapologetically liberal in an unapologetically conservative part of the North Woods. His actions, his writings, his lawsuits, his natural boisterous nature, they've made him famous up there for having, as the sign says on his business, the least popular place in town, and he wears that as a badge of honor. On the other side is the Lakeland Times, I've been saying for 20 years now. I could make a cottage industry out of the Lakeland Times. I could set up shop someplace and spend every week point by point telling readers or listeners where the Lakeland Times editorials are wrong, off base, out of line, out of touch, mean, or just plain unhelpful. At a time when America needs to find ways to cool down, those editorials are gasoline, matches, and the occasional side of napalm. And you ask, why haven't I mentioned this before, picking apart those editorials week by week? It's a very short answer. I have better things to do. Kirk, however, was the target of some of those editorials, 68 of them by his count, and the newspaper was targeted by Kirk in Facebook posts. So it all makes for interesting reading, but is it really the stuff of a defamation case? And now we get to the part that's a mystery to me. We learned pretty early on in journalism school that public figures have a much higher burden to show defamation, libel, or slander. That's just how it is, because public figures, people with power and wealth, can try to intimidate and silence their critics by constantly crying that they're being slandered, and then the powerful just get more powerful and they inevitably abuse that power. So public figures had better have thick skin. It's not easy to be a public figure, but if you want to sling arrows at others, some arrows are going to come back your way. And yet, for the purposes of this lawsuit, Greg Walker was not considered a public figure. Somebody who is responsible for hundreds of editorials lambasting people far and wide, the publisher of the most significant local newspaper. And they only hear his point of view, the readers do. They're not going to get equal time of Kirk Bangstad's perspective. And yet the court said he's not a public figure for the purposes of that lawsuit. So there was already a David and Goliath situation set up. And when all was said and done, even though there was no significant demonstration of mental anguish or reduction in sales, Kirk Bangstad just had a $750,000 judgment rendered against him. Look for that to go through the
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Police in Colorado try to unravel the mystery around a dead man found in the Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park over the weekend. Around the body of Diego Barajas Medina, two guns and several explosives, more explosives found in his car. Investigators say he died of a self-inflicted gunshot. As more rockets and missiles fly, Israeli tanks advancing on Gaza City.
A relentless exchange of rocket fire between Israel and Hamas. Israel rejecting calls for a ceasefire. Across Gaza, civilian suffering. UNICEF reporting more than 400 children in Gaza are killed or injured daily. The Palestinian Red Crescent says 26 more aid trucks crossed into Gaza Monday amid concerns about worsening humanitarian conditions.
That's ABC's Justin Finch. Day two today of the trial in Colorado over whether former President Trump should be allowed on the ballot. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers called on the state Supreme Court to throw out Wisconsin's current legislative maps in a legal brief filed Monday. The state Supreme Court announced Friday that it would take up the case challenging Wisconsin's maps. Evers joined State Attorney General Josh Call in writing a brief supporting redrawing the maps. Evers added he wants the case to move swiftly and that not one election should take place under the current gerrymandered maps. The Supreme Court will hear oral argument on the case next month. Four different hunting seasons in Wisconsin start next month. Gun deer season is the busiest. It starts November 18th. There are also hunting seasons for beaver, mink, muskrat, and otters. The Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters about safety and to make sure they have the proper permits. The DNR is telling non-hunters to be aware that a lot of people will be in and out of the woods in the coming weeks. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for snow today, otherwise partly cloudy. High of 35, winds out of the north, 10 to 20 miles per hour. 19 tonight, partly cloudy. A dusting of snow today. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 28.
UpUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
AdoptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Tighten traffic on the interstates.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Heightened traffic on the interstates. This is...
Sunlight hurts my eyes. And something without warning love.
Welcome back. Christina Laurie, she puts together the newsletter for Up North News every weekday. Early morning comes your way. She assembles it based on stories you could find on our website and social media and original stories as well. Christina, how's it going today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Pat?
Good, thanks. It's no secret that for these interviews during the 6 a.m. hour, many of them are pre-recorded because it's a lot to ask of somebody. So I'm asking a day or so ahead of time about your Halloween and whether, especially when it's on a Tuesday. But Madison's like a big Halloween town. Do you do Halloween, or do you do it on weekends in Madison, or are you one of those anti-Halloweenies?
No, of course, I'm not a Grinch. Come on. I love to participate, but I live in an apartment, so I don't get trick-or-treaters individually. But Madison, like a lot of cities, they have a really great event that happens about a week before Halloween. Downtown, around the square, all the businesses open up, and they pass out candy to kids. Mm-hmm. So that was actually last week, and so I got to see a bunch of cute kids in their costumes. I think my favorite was a kid dressed up in a gumball machine. Oh, cool. But it was clearly DIY'd by the parents, and these parents must be artists, engineers, I don't know what they are, because it was the most incredible gumball machine I've ever seen, and their kid was probably like 3 feet tall, so it was just made even cuter by that.
Oh, that's adorable. And then finally, all of your Halloweens, of all your costumes, what was your favorite?
Well, my favorite, I was an Illini cheerleader for about 8 years. I was like very few other things. I was clearly brainwashed by my parents, both Illini yeah. alumni. But my most creative, I would say, is the year I went to visit the Statue of Liberty in New York. I dressed up as the Statue of Liberty. So if anybody is looking for a very easy DIY last minute costume, you just take a sheet from your bed. And I mean, they like, in seafoam green, you know, that's like one of the most popular colors that they have sheets. You can even find them at Goodwill. Drape it over yourself. You wrap a big thick book. I actually used a Bible, and you write the little MC whatever inscription on the front. And then you make your own torch out of an ice cream cone or a toilet paper, an empty toilet paper wrapper, and stuff some tissue paper in there. And there you are. You're the Statue of Liberty.
All right. There you go, folks. Last minute tip right there. The weather is going to be just so ugly cold for the trick-or-treaters tonight. And look, that's seasonal, but there are things about the climate that are not typical. And it's in my mind, it's encouraging that more and more local meteorologists are using their platforms to talk about climate or to talk about other causes as well. They have this ability to reach an audience, and you've been talking about meteorologists and what they do besides point at weather maps.
Yeah, people here in Madison will know meteorologist Bob Lindmeyer. He's worked for more than 40 years in the market at the ABC station here. And it's rare 40 years into your career that you ever do something for the first time. But this year, for the first time, he wrote a newspaper editorial warning about the climate change that is not only going to happen, but is already happening. And these editorials, you know, it gets sometimes misconstrued as opinions. They are using facts to make an argument. And what better person to provide facts about the climate than someone who's devoted his entire career to studying it? So a few of the biggest standouts from that editorial that Lindmeyer flagged were that in Wisconsin, temperatures have climbed about 2 degrees since the early 1900s. Now, 2 degrees may not seem like enough, but that's enough to sink entire parts of the United States. I mean, if the entire country rose another 2 degrees, there would be significant chunks of Florida that would no longer be inhabitable. Also, currently 11% of people in Wisconsin live in counties with more than 9 extreme heat days. Now, heat is actually kills a lot more people than extreme cold does, and it directly impacts the lower income minority groups first. So that's a very clear danger. And one last thing that really stuck out to me was that those 9 days alone cause an average 900 emergency room visits and more than 80 deaths every year in Wisconsin. So these are just really clear facts. There are things that we can all do to help reverse the effects of climate change. We are very clear about outlining those on our website. You can actually find the story on our homepage. But it's just a really important issue. And if you take away anything from this conversation, I'd like you to just swap out, instead of saying global warming, call it climate change, because especially as we're heading into winter, it's going to feel cold. People love to mock, you know, where's this global warming? It's only 30 degrees outside on Halloween, but it's an overall climate changing that is causing these extreme weather events in both directions.
And if there's one thing you count on from meteorologists, is that it's going to be factual and based on data. And that's all they're doing, is instead of just, you know, tomorrow's forecast, it's climate conditions based on all those data points that you just outlined. So, you know, good on him and others who are speaking up. Let's turn now to booyah, not the expression by sportscasters, but the food, the soup, the stew. How do we best describe booyah?
Well, I don't know. I feel like you're probably more poised to give me a lesson in this, because I've been monitoring our Facebook comments, and we published a story that about where we found Wisconsin's best booyah. It's kind of a best kept secret that it's at this place called the Booyah Shed in Green Bay, not too far from Lambeau. But booyah is very, very regional and like hyper local. It's kind of just centralized in northeastern Wisconsin. On our Facebook page, I'm seeing lots of comments from people in the Milwaukee and Madison areas that have never heard of the term before. So they were joking that it totally is a secret if they've never heard of it and lived in Wisconsin their whole life. But if you've never had it, it's delicious. It is a like hybrid stew slash soup slash borderline chili. I don't know. You can make the argument for all of these different things, but it basically just has 3 key ingredients: chicken, vegetables, and broth. And it's one of those great recipes where if you want to do your own version of the Food Network show Chopped at home, you can kind of throw in whatever leftover vegetables are about to go bad from your refrigerator. And the legend has it, booyah started in Belgium. And so it was brought to Wisconsin by immigrants in the 1800s. For exactly that reason, as a way to use up their leftovers from their fall produce. And although its name and ingredient list are short, booyah does take a while to prepare. It takes about 12 hours for all of those ingredients to simmer together. However, I don't want you to let that scare you away from trying it on your own, because it's not a lot of active cook time. So you can put it either in your slow cooker or keep it on your stove. It kind of keeps your house nice and fragrant, warm, bright. It's a great way to usher in the season. But don't worry. I mean, if you're not a cook or you don't have a lot of time, you can check out our review of what is called Wisconsin's Best Booyah. Again, that's at the Booyah Shed in Green Bay, as well as 6 other places to grab a great bowl. That story, again, is on the homepage of our website as well. And with the drastic weather turn over the past week, Pat, I feel like it is the perfect week for some booyah.
It probably would be. It's something that's prevalent not only in Northeast Wisconsin, but also the UP of Michigan and in parts of Minnesota, you know, where I was growing up in St. Paul. You quite frequently saw on church bulletin boards or posters that were stapled to telephone poles, you know, booyah in big letters, and it would be at the VFW hall or church or some other nonprofit, and they'd make it in these, you know, 50-gallon, you know, drums that would take, again, like you said, all day to put together. And it's just, again, there's this cultural element to it that not everybody has been exposed to it, but if you get a chance, you should give it a try.
I could not agree more.
Let's go to our third topic today, which is, well, just all things Halloween, starting with best and worst Halloween candies. And while I don't know what's on your list, I know what should be that, you know, the worst Halloween candy isn't actually a candy. It actually isn't even a food. And yet there are some people, Christina, that still insist on including candy corn. Ugh.
Wait, you're a candy corn hater? That is on the list of the least favorite Halloween candies. But do you not like frosting? That's always my argument. It tastes like frosting.
I don't like old dry frosting. No, I don't. It's,
oh, well, you must have had stale candy corn. The candy corn, when it's fresh, it's very, very chewy.
Now, that goes against the story I told my daughters of, you know, under the category of dad jokes. I would tell my daughters the same thing every year. I'd say to them, you know, they actually haven't made fresh candy corn in 100 years. They made a bunch then and nobody likes it. So they just recycle it. And you're still getting the candy corn that was handed out back in the 1920s. Like, Dad, you told the same story last year. But it's not just a story. It's what I actually believe. It tastes 100 years old.
Okay, but have you ever had it with peanuts and pretzels all mixed together?
No.
Because it's an entirely different taste, and I will challenge anyone who thinks they don't like candy corn to eat it that way. It's a completely different flavor. It is delicious that way. But that's also coming from me, and I don't like chocolate, which is very, 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 very rare. And I always remind my parents that they are blessed to have me because they got all of my chocolate Halloween candy growing up.
That's true.
They didn't even have to ask. They didn't have to make any argument or anything. Yeah. But I did find a really interesting recap, at least I thought, of Wisconsin's favorite and least favorite Halloween candy. So if you are a major procrastinator and waited until the last second to buy your Halloween candy and you are going to the store today, the top three favorite candies by Wisconsin kids, so you want to buy these, number one is Butterfinger. Number two is Starburst. And I would like to add the contingency that no one really likes the yellow or the orange. So if you can buy the pink and red bag only, that would be preferred. But that's just a little editorializing of my own. Mm-hmm. And then number three really surprised me. It was Hot Tamales, which I would argue is the most disgusting candy.
You know, and I think because it's not something that you typically see. People get, you know, your typical candy bars. And so to get, you know, these kind of, you know, red hot cinnamon, you know, sugary type treats, it's something you don't normally get. And so it's kind of different and almost a treat on Halloween. I got to admit, Butterfinger, I didn't see coming. It's not that I don't like Butterfingers, but I would have expected some of the other, you know, Kit Kat and Twix and Hershey and Nestle and all of that. But, you know, the numbers don't lie.
Well, you usually see Reese's Cups at the top of the list. So I like that Wisconsin is a little bit more unique that way. But going back to the Hot Tamales, I think part of the reason that they might be so controversial, especially to me, is that unlike most red candies are delicious and you expect it to be raspberry, strawberry, cherry flavored. No. So maybe the first time I bit into it, I was like, what the heck is this spice? Yes. And maybe that threw me off. However, yes. I was surprised that it wasn't on the list of least favorite candy. So let's just quickly go through these. If you have that last minute shopping, do not buy these. Kids don't like them. Okay. Number one is Good and Plenty. And number two is Black Licorice, but those go together. I think Black Licorice is very
awful.
Controversial.
Yep. Awful.
I don't mind Good and Plenty in small doses, but I don't think you need to hand it out this Halloween. We can move on to something else.
It should not be plentiful. No, no.
Tootsie Rolls is also on here, which I think is I think it's a perfectly fine candy. I said I didn't like chocolate, but I do like those vanilla flavored Tootsie Rolls. I would always get a lot of those on Halloween, but don't buy them. Wisconsin kids don't like them.
Apparently
Mary
they
Jane's.
Don't. Yeah.
Mary Jane's. Okay. I haven't seen really that candy since like the year 1950.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Mary Jane's. It's very old timey. It's like a caramely peanut butter candy. Huh. It's fine. It will break all of your teeth off. So I would avoid that one.
Well, that's where I was going to go with popcorn balls. I don't even know if those are a thing anymore, but those were, when you got those, you know, during my childhood, that was like the Charlie Brown episode where you go, I got a rock, because a popcorn ball wasn't really that much different. So folks, I hope you're not still doing that. Christina, what? Go ahead.
I was going to say popcorn balls. We haven't seen those. I was going to make an age joke, but
yeah, no,
I was going to inform you that the world has changed a lot, Pat. So like people can't be handing out stuff that they made anymore.
That's very true. There's been a lot of progress on many things. Apparently just not candy corn. Christina Laurie has all this and more in our newsletter. UpNorthNewsWI.com is where you get it all done. Thanks, Christina. Happy Halloween.
Happy.
Greg, back me up on this on candy corn.
Trash. Absolute trash food. It is a punishment.
And Good and Plenty?
Oh, no thank you. Get it out of my face. It's just, that's just black licorice trying to be something cool.
All right.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and copays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Companion to your local civic media radio station. The Shaw, WAUK. Companion to your local civic media radio station. The Shaw, WAUK. Companion to your local civic media radio station. The Shaw, WAUK. Companion to your local civic media radio station. The Shaw, WAUK. Companion to your local civic media radio station.
I believe it. There we go. Welcome back to Up North News Radio, where I think we had the digital equivalent of a needle skipping on a record there. So welcome to today's history lesson. Yes, Greg.
Done nothing. I'm happy Halloween, everyone.
There you go. That's right. It's our haunted Halloween radio station. All right. Welcome to today's history lesson. On this day in 1975, Queen released a little number that, if you've seen the movie, record executives thought wasn't going to go anywhere. I think the song did pretty well.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality.
Everybody knew the words to that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
The sing-along has officially begun. So
yes.
While you all cuss at us for talking over it, I'm going to tell you today's birthdays. Dan Rather is 92 years old today. Actor Brian Doyle Murray, you saw him in things like Caddyshack and Christmas Vacation, and yes, he is the brother of Bill Murray, is 78 years old today. Jane Pauley is 73. Robert Van Winkle, a.k.a. Vanilla Ice, is 56 today.
Yeah.
And John Candy was born this day in 1950, but passed away far too young
yeah.
in 1994. All right, the number one song in America on this day in 1964 came from the Supremes. And if you were listening yesterday when we talked about Baby Love and Where Did Our Love Go, you know that that came from the songwriting producing powerhouse Holland Dozier Holland. This was the Supremes' number one hit after Where Did Our Love Go, and that made them the first Motown act with two number one hits. On this day in 1941, work on Mount Rushmore was completed after 14 years of chipping away. India's Prime Minister Indira Gandhi was assassinated this day in 1984 by two of her security guards. On this day in 1983, Atlanta Records signed a new group. They were popular in their local area, and then they hit it pretty big with their debut album, Cracked Rear View. Atlanta Records signed Hootie and the Blowfish this day in 1993. And of course, it all started with Only Wanna Be With You. There was Time, Hold My Hand, Let Her Cry. They were all top five hits. And then they went on to prove, Greg, the sophomore jinx is extremely real. Whether you're talking about Hootie and the Blowfish, Alanis Morissette, I mean, there's so many examples of people who have, these phenomenal debuts, and then they just can't follow them up.
Nope. But Darius Rucker went on to be a very successful country singer.
Darius, I heard an interview with him. I can't remember what podcast it was on, but yeah, talking about, you know, them telling him, oh, you'll never be able to break into country, and he just worked at it and proved them all wrong. And so, yeah, good on him.
He said,
exactly.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the first. We're going to get to the number one song this day in 1963, and then I'm going to share my preferred version of this song. And interestingly enough, I'm still not sure how this song got adopted by the Liverpool soccer team. But Jerry and the Pacemakers were number one this day in 1963 with this.
Sorry, Pat, I only got the one you like. One, give me one. Talk for a second. Go for it.
All right. Well, here's the thing. Having lived in in a British territory for a while, and having friends who were from the Liverpool area down there as well, it was just funny to watch the crowd at Liverpool games will sing this song that we'll hear in a bit here, "You'll Never Walk Alone." And it was a hit at the time. Here we go.
Through a storm, hold your hand up high.
Now, I'll admit, I'm not as familiar with this version, but I do remember Jerry Lewis singing the song at the end of his muscular dystrophy telethon for all those years when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, it's a very slow kind of maudlin. You know, it tries to be uplifting, but it's way down here.
Yeah.
And then I heard a different version, the version that it should be. And frankly, I think that Democrats and progressives ought to adopt this version, march in parades to it, and get it out there. Here's the Dropkick Murphys version of "You'll Never Walk Alone."
When you walk through a storm,
I'll bring it to the part.
I was going to say it starts a little slow here.
Don't be afraid.
But that's okay. We'll there we go. Here we go. I can get behind this one.
Absolutely. You want to put your arms around your buddy?
Yep.
And just pump your fist?
Yes, exactly. And I did have I ended up using Stevie Ray Vaughan's Crossfire as the theme for this show.
Yeah.
But this was a close second. It really was. All right, Roger's got a couple of notes here. Roger notes that Elvis had a very good version of "You'll Never Walk Alone."
All right.
Roger also tells us the proper way to eat candy corn. Step one, open bag of candy corn. Step two, pour bag into trash.
Yep.
Step three, eat a Kit Kat.
Roger.
Amen, Roger.
Amen, Roger.
Yep. And you've got a fan in Tony here saying respect to Greg for waking up so early to produce Up North News Radio.
I appreciate that, Tony. I'm going to work out all the bugs, but we're going to be kicking butt.
Hey, here. Not bad. Not bad for day two here at all.
Thank you very much.
On this October 31st, which is also National Caramel Apple Day. I haven't had a good caramel apple in a while.
Oh, that sounds good.
Although that's also a function of age and dental work. But anyway. It's National Magic Day, of course. It's National Doorbell Day. That's a bit of a stretch. It's National Girl Scout Founders Day. And it's National Knock Knock Joke Day, which I didn't bring any good ones.
I got one for you.
Oh, okay. Hold on. You're not used to this new shift. Is it good for early morning radio?
Absolutely.
Okay, go for it.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow. There we go. The classics. The classics never go out of style. Hey, coming up in our next hour, we're going to talk to our friend Hans Breitenmoser, and he's bringing along Darren Von Ruden from the Wisconsin Farmers Union. We've talked a bit in the past about a farm bill, why it's important not just to farmers and producers, but to anybody that buys and eats food, and why Derek Von Orden and others.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
the Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch.